Accomplish the thing you have upon your heart. Oh Lord, dear Jesus, you have great things. Your design is great. Great. Oh Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah.
Number 5 in the camp book, number 5. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear Father, we're so thankful that we can come into your house tonight, to your presence, that we can open our hearts to you in worship and adoration. We want to thank you for Jesus, your Son, who gave himself for us. And so, Lord, we come with humble hearts, with open hearts, to receive what you want to give. Lord, we confess that we need you. Jesus, we need you. And Jesus, we want you to come. And so, Lord, I pray that you would have your way this night, Lord, that you would move by your Spirit, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. Lord, give us that hunger and that thirst. Oh, Jesus. Lord, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Let's also sing number 119 in the white book. Stand as we sing.
Riches untold.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, we want you. Jesus, we want you. Oh, Jesus, come, my God. Come to us, Lord. God, create desire in our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts, my God. Touch our hearts, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, we want to pray for our brother Stephen. Dear Father, we just thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for the grace of God that has been poured into this life. And Lord, I just pray your continued blessing upon him as he goes from this place, that out of his inmost being would flow those rivers of living water. Lord Jesus, that he would be an encourager to your people, one who lifts up, one who points them to Jesus. Again, we thank you for him. We thank you for the fellowship we have enjoyed in these days, and we pray that your continued hand would be upon him, protecting him, keeping him under the precious blood. that you may be glorified. Jesus, we want you to be glorified. We want you to be lifted up. We want you, Jesus, to manifest yourself. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would continue to create faith in all of our hearts, an expectancy, Lord, that you want to do great and mighty things if we will just look to you and keep our eyes upon Jesus. And so, Lord, we commit our brother to your keeping. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, who's the spokesman for the Gonzalez family? Denise, would you pray for them, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this Christian home, Lord. We thank you for a mom and dad who love Jesus and for a mom and dad who are teaching their precious little girls, Lord, the ways of God. And so, Lord, I just pray, first of all, that you would strengthen them as a Christian family, Lord, that your presence would fill their home, that your standard will always fill their home and every choice that they make, Lord. May you unite them, Lord, to always look to you first, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that wherever they go as a family, that you would make them a blessing to other families, to those who don't know you and to those who are not raising their children in the ways of God, Lord. Truly make them a blessing and inspiration to other families in this world, Lord. How we need that, dear Lord. God, we thank you for their visit and for how you've touched them, how you've answered prayer. And, Lord, we know that you have more for them. So
I just pray that you would continue, Lord, to...
Teach them to pray together, Lord, to always come to you, unite them as a couple, Lord, in the things of God as a couple, Lord. Truly make them one in Christ, Lord. They leave from here, Lord, but we know that you go with them, Lord. I pray that you give them traveling mercies, that your presence would fill that car, and that you would continue to minister, Lord, to their needs. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, that you would be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was blessed when I sat down with my wife and the Gonzalez's, and Christina said, you know, your wife was the coolest counselor I ever had. And I looked at Denise. What, say that again? And she was the coolest. She made them do push-ups. She came out of the army, my wife. She's a tough one, so watch out, all right? But make you do push-ups. But we're so thankful that we renewed that contact, and we trust to see you again here at camp. But let's sing together Fresh Anointing. It's number 111 in our camp books, 111.
Fresh anointing, Holy Spirit.
a staff that is not counselor staff. All right, you understand that? So all the staff except the counselor. I'd like you to stand. We're so thankful again that God in his faithfulness provides willing workers to serve us here at camp. And we want to pray for them tonight. As we go into this fourth period, that God would put his anointing upon them. That there would be a definite work of his Spirit in these 2 weeks. So let's just join our hearts, faith for these young people and older saints, that God would just give them the touch that they need, the touch from above. That heaven would invade the kitchen and the palace and the housekeeping. The groundsmen would just experience a new touch of God, a new strength to do the work they need to do. That those in the office would sense that God is there. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Let's all pray. Let's all pray for one another. Dear God, you see these that stand before you serving you. Oh, Jesus, give what's needed, Lord. Oh, put your anointing upon them. Help them to see that they serve the Lord Christ. Oh, Jesus, help them to do it with all their heart, with all the strength that you give. Oh, that you may be glorified, that you may be glorified in them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Lord, I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Would you pray, please?
Lord, we thank you for all of these who are standing, who have given themselves to you for this period. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed them here by your divine will. We know, O God, that you have a work for them to do. We pray that you would give them faith as they
work for
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give them a sight of Jesus working through them, whatever their task may be. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would bless them, that you would come to them, that you would enlighten them, Lord, as they serve you. We thank you for each one, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know that you will work in their hearts as they give themselves to you. You will give yourself to them. And we praise and thank you for it, asking this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.